100 lives. 100 stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just actually in the shadow of the main stand here, and I'm looking southwest, and I can see the jumps that the horses go over. I have to say, they're a bit bigger than they look on telly. I'm with Robin Mayhew from Barnum, just down the road. Robin, good afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Hello. Hi, Simon. How are you?
I've been a bit thrown, actually, because you were just saying you retired, but you've got a part-time job, and you hire out...
a large mobile toilet. I don't want to go there particularly, because I could put myself in it, you know. But it's a once a week thing. If I'm lucky, through the summer I get it hired out, and that keeps me ticking over. But the Refuse to Lose project is the main thing I'm working on.
I had to ask you about that, just because you just mentioned. Yeah, tell me all about Refuse to Lose. Olympics coming up. You may have noticed that. You've written a song.
I have. I've written a song, Refuse to Lose. It was inspired not directly by the Olympics, but the Olympics happening next year really brought it to mind, and I've applied it to that. The lyric drives anybody who listens to it on to their aim. If they've got a goal and they want to succeed, if they listen to this, it's got the ingredients to make them go forward, and if they follow the instructions, they should get there, and that's the idea.
Well, I think, Danny, we can hear a bit of it, actually, before we continue talking, so let's have a listen to a little bit of it.
Want to get somewhere and be appearing on it.
I know life can be hard sometimes. I found that out already.
But I'll just keep pushing, pushing till I get right where I'm headed.
First you have to know just what you want and where you wanna be. To make it clear to everyone, there's no second chance, you see. So work each day, follow that dream. It may seem hard sometimes, but don't let up, keep your sights on it, and that dream of fun.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a mantra for going there, doing it, and doing the best you can out of life. Fantastic.
That's right, but it just stopped before the chorus, which is the big hook. And it will be heard eventually, I'm sure, on all radio, I hope. I'm sending out a CD probably around about the beginning of August to every radio company I can get, BBC and commercial, I'm afraid, to try and get it out there. and as many of these you want to do with me, I'll do. I just want people to know it's there.
Why did you write it, though?
I was writing country songs for this young girl in Barnum Village, great singer, and she had no songs of her own. And she said, would I write something? So I did. And then she sort of lost interest. She didn't seem to have the direction. So I wrote this song, the lyric, and then she said, no, I'm not interested. So I set it to music and thought the Olympics suits this beautifully. So I went forward from there. I would like to say that I've got the four best singers I could think I could ever get. All of them are so dedicated. I've got Kit Bradshaw from East Preston. I've got Sam O'Hanlon from Chichester. And Gabby Bird from just outside Midhurst, and Adele Tracy from Guildford, who, incidentally, is the under-20s female 800-metre champion. So it's great for the Olympics, and also she won silver in the European Youth Olympics. So she's wonderful to have on board. They can all sing beautifully. They all have got a real desire to get there, and they love it, and they're working with me on it, so that's great.
Well, Robin, thank you very much. We wish you all the best with that. Thanks for coming out to Fontwell, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you in our year of 100 lives.
Thanks ever so much, Simon.
Danny, in the studio.
We'll get to the chorus next time we speak to Robin with an update on our 100 lives. Promise. Right, just before midday.